Good morning, Conor Brophy.
Morning, Audrey. The European Commission says Ireland could have set more ambitious deficit reduction targets to help get the national debt down to a more sustainable level in its latest post-bailout programme report. The Commission says economic growth here may beat its forecasts for the year ahead and that Ireland is still likely to hit its deficit goals. But it says the ratio of debt to economic growth is still high, implying that more aggressive spending and taxation measures might have put it more firmly on a downward path in the Commission's view. Facebook's fourth quarter revenue was up 49%, but its shares dropped in after-hours trading following the publication of results overnight. Investors, it appears, are concerned that the company's expenses, $2.7 billion of them in that most recent quarter, are rising at an even faster pace than its revenue. That $2.7 billion is 87% higher than in the same period last year. Facebook is spending big on research and development and on stock payouts to staff. The social network says it's currently bringing in about $9 per quarter from North American users, but the overall average revenue per user is $2.81, indicating that European, Asian and African users are significantly less lucrative for the company at present. The importance of the US market underlined by Facebook as it announced plans to deliver real-time ads during Sunday's Super Bowl, American football's championship game and the most watched television event of the year stateside. That means targeting Facebook users who are watching the game and scanning the social network on their mobile phones at the same time, with ads linked to the game and triggered by certain keywords mentioned in their news feeds. More on that at 10 to 8. The Bank of England Governor Mark Carney criticised the timidity of Eurozone leaders in tackling the debt crisis at a speech in Dublin last night. The central banker said there's only so much monetary policy can achieve. Europe's leaders do not currently foresee fiscal union as part of monetary union, he said. Such timidity has costs. Mr Carney was delivering the Jim Flaherty lecture commemorating the late former Canadian finance minister. The euro this morning trading at $1 US 12.8 cents and 74.5 pence sterling.
Conor, thank you very much indeed.